What's up, y'all?
It's your girl AJ, and welcome to the Talk Your Shit Black Girl Podcast.
You ready?
Yeah. Talk your shit.
Just say it out loud to see how it feels. People say, don't say this, don't say that. Just say it out loud just to see how it feels. Weigh all the options. Nothing's off the table.
First and foremost, before I even get into this episode, go ahead and follow me on my social media. My main pages for Instagram and Twitter are, and Snapchat, is That Girl Ari, ThatGirlArie. Go follow those pages. Also, go follow my podcast page. My podcast page for Instagram is Talk Yo Shit Black Girl Podcast. And that's yo with the Y-O, not your. Go follow me on there. Also, I also have a Twitter page. I don't use it much, and I'm going to start eventually. But my Twitter page is TYSBG_podcast. Go follow that page as well. And anything else? Oh, TikTok. Please, y'all. I need my followers to get to at least 1,000 before I can start going live and interacting with y'all. Go follow me on TikTok. My TikTok is at That Girl Ari J. ThatGirlArieJ. All right. Thank you. I also have a new TikTok that I go live on almost every night. And that TikTok is at TYS Black Girl. It should say Talk Your Shit Black Girl as like the header, but shit has an X instead of an I. Go ahead, follow me on there if you want to start tuning in. Oh my God. Get your words correct. Tuning in and interacting with me, guys. All right. Here I am again. It might, let's just chalk it up to fucking maybe seasonal depression. It's getting cold outside, but also, a lot of things is happening. I'm very hormonal. I don't know if I expressed this to you guys, but I think that I have PCOS. So basically undiagnosed PCOS. I started going through the process of trying to figure it out. And then somehow, some way, the process kind of just stopped. But, so my body, I've been basically, and this is TMI, I mean, trigger warning for anybody that does not, like talking about blood, but I've been bleeding for over a month now. So, and again, super hormonal, which makes me super emotional. And, you know, it's one of those things where it's like everything in life, it's finally going right. It feels like it's finally going right. Like everything is, it seems right. It seems like nothing is going on wrong to make me feel any type of way. But I find myself a lot of the times like super emotional, super feeling unfulfilled, inadequate, not feeling like I am not where I am supposed to be, like I am supposed to be somewhere else. And you know, for once in my life, like for the first time in my life, it's not me comparing myself to anybody else. It's not comparison. So look, thank God, the universe, the ancestors for the growth. It's not me comparing my life to anyone else's. It's more so of me feeling unfulfilled. And I'm hoping that you guys understand that when I say something like that. I feel like where I am in my life is very much stagnant. I feel like, what should I be doing? I should be doing more. 2-2-2 on the clock. I should be doing more. where should I go next? What should I do next? And it's crazy because I'm already doing so much. Like, work went away for a little while due to the industry, you know, things happening within the industry, like strikes and stuff happening in the industry. But I'm back working. Starting Monday, I'll be back working full time. My TYS Black Girl page on TikTok, Talk Your Shit Black Girl page on TikTok, is thriving. I mean, thriving as in, like, I'm able to go live. I'm reading people every night. Well, you know, during the weekdays, every night. My money is flowing in. Things are going good. I'm still getting paid for podcasts, even though, you know, I'm not as consistent. I have to go through life before I give y'all updates and stuff. But I'm still getting paid from podcasts. But I still feel like I'm not, something is not, I'm not done. I feel like there's so much more for me to do. I want to break out into singing again. So I'm like looking, trying to figure out where to find equipment to record, like sing, record, and do all kind of things. But also, something's missing, and I don't know what the fuck. 222, and this is the time now. It was 222 on the clock that I just was recording with, but it's 222 on the time now. So I know this is spirit, like, letting me know, hey, yeah, everything you're feeling is correct. You're not being fulfilled. I don't know what to do next. I don't know where to go next. I need some guidance. I really, truly need some guidance. And again, this might have to, I mean, I know that I'm on the right path. I know things are going to get better. I know that, and I'm looking up right now. It says 222, stop worrying. Everything is working out just as it's supposed to. Trust that you're on the right path. So thank you, Spirit. I know that I'm on the right path. It's trusting that.
Thank you. What
she done? Oh, sorry, y'all. It's trusting now that I'm going to get there. Wherever it is that I'm supposed to be, I'm making it there. Slowly but surely. But damn, I'm 31. I make 32 in a few weeks. It's November 30th. I make 32 January 8th. I'm just wondering what comes next. You know, I don't know. Do you guys sit there and think about things like that? Like, hey, I'm here and everything's going well, but it's almost like, and I hate to sound like this because normally when people say this, I'd be like, that's so childish. Like, enjoy your rest. I'm like, look, I'm bored. It's not bored. It's, again, it goes back to this unfulfilled feeling. Like, I don't feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to all the way. I feel like I'm scratching the surface. I feel like I am sort of there. Not quite, though. But then I have to sit back and kind of humble myself. Because you're so much farther than where you were from the beginning. Like, where I was a few years ago, and I think about where I am now, and I'm like, girl, you've made so many steps forward, and I feel like I am the type of person that's always chasing the next thing. That's my problem. I'm always chasing the next thing. I never sit back and celebrate the little wins. Like, oh my God, like, you have, like, for instance, I know this may not be a lot to everybody else, but I have over 1,000 people on my not my personal TikTok, but my TikTok, my TYS Black Girl TikTok. I have over 1,000 people on there. I go live. People come in. People pay me to read them. That is an accomplishment. I know I'm not making as much as I wish that I would, but I am making money off of going live on social media. Again, I used to do it on Facebook, but I've conquered another social media platform, and it's only up from here. So I didn't quite celebrate that all the way. I kind of was like, okay, what's next? I started a podcast, you know, and my podcast started in 2021. So we're going into the full, next year is going to be like year 3 or 4, something like that. I'm sorry. My mind not working right now, but I didn't stop to celebrate that I actually did this. Like, I'm actually doing this. Like, I'm in season 2. Like, not long from now, I'm going to be in season 3. Wait, am I in season 3? See, that's crazy. I haven't even been keeping up. But I think that I'm almost in season 3. This shit is crazy. Oh, my goodness. I have not stopped to think about the things that I have done. It's always what's next. Am I the only person that's like this? Why do we do this? Why do we put pressure on ourselves? And I think that's what's going on. Also, sometimes I just feel super unaccomplished whenever I'm like, okay, you're in your early 30s and you still don't have a baby yet. Y'all, I have been super emotional about kids and me as a reader. Y'all, again, I'm an intuitive tarot reader. I'm also the girls are pushing me out of my comfort zone and got me doing a little mediumship and stuff like that. It's not a little. I'm not going to call it little, but I also do mediumship and things like that. When people test me and I'm in the mood for it. So I'm actually diving deeper into my spirituality and I'm tapping in more. That's another accomplishment. But it's like so many people come to me about pregnancies and I think about the things that's going on with my body, PCOS wise, hormonal wise, and I'm like, I want a baby. And you have the people that's like, take your time and da 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 da. But people don't understand that when you have these extra things wrong, it's taking your time is not always the option and this, that, and other. But I know that whenever it's time, God, the ancestor spirit, is going to bless me. They're going to bless me with beautiful kids, and I can't wait. And as I talk about this, I get super emotional. But yeah, I should be celebrating myself more. Maybe that's the reason why I don't feel like I'm where I'm supposed to be, because I haven't, like, I live every day by day. Like, I told y'all this. I think last time I came on here, I started living my life day by day instead of looking forward to the future. Sometimes it gets a little hard. Sometimes I slip back into it. But then I get myself back here. And I think that's what's going on right now. I think that I'm thinking about why am I not where I want to be? Because, I don't know if I ever talk to y'all about this. In my future, I see literally me being in a penthouse apartment with floor-to-ceiling windows overlooking downtown, downtown Atlanta with the big, the skyline and this, that, and other. And then eventually, after I achieve that, then I'll have more dreams after that. But that's what I want. I want, penthouse living. Like, I want to be able to live the luxury that I see for myself. And I think it's because I don't, because I'm not there, quite there yet. That's what got my wheels turning. Like, hey, but it's almost like I feel it. I feel it at the tip of my fingers. I know that it's coming soon. It's coming soon. I feel like it's coming so soon. I just need to stop doubting myself. I need to just continue to rest, because, you know, me being a projector in human design, our thing is to wait for the invitation and prepare and rest in the meantime. So I feel like that's what I'm having to do. Spirit is telling me right now to just be patient. Be patient. Continue to build yourself. Continue to build on your brands. Continue to work on these things, and it's going to get there. I'm patient, Spirit. I'm patient. I mean, I know sometimes I'm not, but I am. Whew. I was so emotional before I turned on this podcast, and I feel like me starting this actually made me a lot more, made me feel a lot better, because I was really like overthinking life, not just everything, but overthinking life. Like why am I still, because I'm not still nothing, because I've only been where I've been for like not even a whole year yet. So again, I've grew a lot from before. Whew. It's going to get better. I believe it. Well, I hope you guys are having great holiday season. Bundle up this during this cold time. I know this is the time when people go into seasonal depressions. I kind of slip in and out of it. But keep reminding yourself of the good things. Keep celebrating yourself. That's what we're going to do. That's our task for this time. Thank y'all for listening in to me. I really appreciate all of you that still stick around through my absentness. Thank y'all. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all so much. Peace.
I don't do shit halfway. I'ma clear the cachet. I'ma make my name last. Put that on my last name. It's a different type of rules that we obey.